ジャパニーズポッド101です。あー美味しそう。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com, Lesson 26, Japanese Self-Introductions. Make a great first impression. My name is Eric, and I'm with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa, Eric-san.
Konnichiwa. Naomi-sensei, I think we fooled everybody.
Nande?
Didn't we say that end of the series, or at least the season was over?
Yeah, we did.
Gotcha. You know, we didn't want to trick you. It's just, what happened, Naomi-sensei? You probably like Lori so much that you just wanted to keep on. You never wanted to end. And plus, we want to know what happens in that samurai bus. All right? But we have a long way to go. We have another 25 episodes. So for all you listeners, just hang on. And we're going to learn a lot more in this newbie series. In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce yourself in Japanese. Now, we've touched on this in previous episodes, right?
Hi. So this lesson would be a great review session.
And we're also going to introduce how to say nationalities and languages.
Such as 日本人, 日本語.
Japanese people, Japanese language. Look forward to it. And this conversation takes place at?
大学, university. I think they're at a meeting of international students.
And the conversation is between three people, right?
Mizuki-san, Rori-san, and our new character, Ryuken-san.
What are they?
You can find out in the dialogue.
Well, let's get to it.
Konnichiwa, Mizuki Kazuo desu. Watashi wa ryugaku kaunselor desu. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. じゃあ皆さん自己紹介お願いします。
はじめまして、僕は劉健です。中国人です。中国語と日本語を話します。趣味は旅行です。どうぞよろしく。
はい、じゃあ次の人。
ロリーです。出身はオーストラリアのパースです。趣味は。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
こんにちは、水木和夫です。私は留学カウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。じゃあ皆さん自己紹介お願いします。
はじめまして。僕は、劉健です。中国人です。中国語と日本語を話します。趣味は、旅行です。どうぞ、よろしく。
はい、じゃあ。次の人。
ロリーです。出身はオーストラリアのパースです。趣味は。
今度は英語が入ります。
こんにちは、水木和夫です。私は留学カウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。じゃあ皆さん自己紹介お願いします。
Hello, I am Mizuki Kazuo. I am the exchange student counselor.It's a pleasure to meet you all. I would like you all to introduce yourselves.
はじめまして。僕は劉健です。中国人です。
Hello, I am Ryu Ken. I am Chinese.
中国語と日本語を話します。趣味は旅行です。どうぞよろしく。
I speak Chinese and Japanese. My hobby is travel. It's nice to meet you.
はい、じゃあ次の人。
Okay, next.
ロリーです。出身はオーストラリアのパースです。趣味は。
I'm Lori. I'm from Perth, Australia. My hobby is...
You cliffhangered us again, Naomi-sensei. Now I guess we gotta wait until next week to find out what Lori's hobbies are.、Mm. Wait, Naomi-sensei, you taught Japanese in the States, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
So you must have done a ton of these self-introductions.
Yeah, maybe.
So when you're asked to give a self-introduction, What kind of information do you usually give?
Not much. Maybe name, hometown, and hobbies.
That's enough, right?
Yeah.
That's enough. Actually, yeah, Japanese people often, they'll tell you their hobby or some kind of interesting piece of personal trivia.
I think it's a great way to break the ice.
But you know what I've noticed? Japanese people's concepts of hobbies are a little bit different, you know, from the regular concept of what a hobby is, right? A hobby is something that you love to do, that you invest all your time in.
And you can practice.
Right, you can practice it or you can do it and have fun with it.
The concept of Japanese people's hobby is more like something you like to do in your free time. For example, some people might say, my hobby is sleeping.
You know, that sounds funny, but I've heard that many times. I've heard that a couple times now.
言いますね.
And, you know, it gets your imagination going, like, wow, maybe they're trying different techniques on sleeping. They read different, you know, resources in books and stuff. Maybe they analyze their own dreams. They practice lucid dreaming. You know, who knows? Who knows? But it's probably none of the above. It's probably they just like to go to sleep.
そうですね.
And be asleep. How about you, Naomi-sensei?
My hobby? 趣味はお花とお茶かな?
They sound like real hobbies. You can practice them.
Mm-hmm.
Ohana, which is flower arrangement.
And ocha, tea ceremony. So what about you? 趣味は何ですか?
趣味は sleeping. Hey, I'm not Japanese, but I totally buy into that non-practicing hobby thing.
次は単語です。On
to the vocabulary. The first word is?
自己紹介.
Self-introduction.
自己紹介. 自己紹介.
The next word is?
僕.
I. Me. Used by men.
僕. 僕.
The next word is?
話します.
To speak. To talk.
話します. 話します.
The next word is?
趣味.
Hobby.
趣味. 趣味.
And the last word is?
出身.
A person's origin, person's hometown or country.
出身.
Let's take a closer look at some of the vocabulary useful for self-introductions. First we have
趣味.
Hobby. The u is a short vowel, so it's not 趣味, it's
趣味.
And the sentence pattern is
趣味はsuchandsuchです.
And that such and such can be anything.
そうですね.
Well, I mean, it has to be a noun, right?
趣味は スノーボードです.
My hobby is snowboarding.
趣味はテニスです.
My hobby is tennis.
趣味はピアノです.
My hobby is piano. Naomi-sensei, 趣味は何ですか?
趣味はお花です. I like flower arrangement. エリックさん, 趣味は何ですか?
趣味はピアノです.
Oh,
本当ですよ.
You're a musician, だもんね.
So what's the next word?
出身.
Hometown, but it's not just town, right? It could be a country. And the sentence structure is pretty much the same as 趣味.
Exactly the same. 出身はsuchandsuchです.
And as I just said, such and such could be a town, it could be a neighborhood, it could be a country, it could be a planet, right?
そうですね, planet, yeah.
Right?
出身は東京です.
I'm from Tokyo.
出身はカナダです.
I'm from Canada.
出身はロンドンです.
My hometown is London. And if you want to give detailed information, such as I'm from Akasaka in Tokyo, the particle no is used between the bigger area and the smaller area.
Like Tokyo no Akasaka.
Akasaka in Tokyo.
Tokyo is bigger than Akasaka. America no Cambridge desu.
Cambridge in the US. This comes in handy when there's more than one place with the same name.
Ah, so desu ne. Igirisu no Cambridge. There's also Igirisu no Cambridge, right?
Exactly, the Cambridge of England.
エリックさん, 出身はどこですか?
出身はアメリカのマイアミです。 ナオミ先生, 出身はどこですか?
日本の千葉です。千葉の北です。Huh,
alright, we narrowed it down. So all you people who want to find Naomi-sensei, you know where to look. Northern Chiba.
次は文法です。On
to the grammar. Today's grammar point is how to say your nationalities and what language you speak. In today's dialogue, both a Chinese person and Chinese language appeared in the dialogue.
中国人, Chinese person, 中国語, Chinese language.
What is the one common point between these two words you just said?
中国,
which is?
China.
The country. So all you do is attach jin to the end of a country name, and it becomes that country's people.
アメリカ人.
American.
フランス人.
French.
スペイン人.
Spanish.
スイス人.
Swiss. Now be careful with this, because in English, Switzerland is pretty, you know, obvious. But in Japanese, Switzerland is...
Swiss. We don't put land.
Right, just Swiss, which in English, Swiss means a person from Switzerland. But in Japanese, a Swiss person is...
スイス人.
Keep that in mind. And for the country's language, you would say the country's name...
Plus 語. For example, 中国語.
Chinese language.
日本語.
Japanese language.
スペイン語.
Spanish. How about English?
It's kind of an exception. 英語.
英語. And that first A, where does that come from?
It's from the kanji reading we use for England.
Which is?
英国.
So let's practice a little. Naomi-sensei.
Hi.
You changed your nationality. You are now Spanish.
Okay. 出身はスペインです.
I'm from Spain.
私はスペイン人です.
I'm a Spanish person.
私はスペイン語を話します.
I speak Spanish. Naomi-sensei, how do you say Germany in Japanese?
ドイツ.
So the Japanese got the original word of Germany from the German language and just turned it into?
ドイツ. So if I want to say that I'm from Germany, I'd say 出身はドイツです.
I'm from Germany.
ドイツ人です.
I'm German.
ドイツ語を話します.
I speak German. And how do you say I'm from Berlin in Germany?
出身はドイツのベルリンです. じゃあ、ゆうきさんに.
Oh, our producer and director, Yuki-san. Let's ask him to introduce himself.
ゆうきさん, 自己紹介お願いします.
こんにちは、ゆうきです. 出身は東京です. 趣味はスノーボードです. どうぞよろしくお願いします.
ありがとうございました.
Thanks, Yuki-san.
So, his name is not Yuki. His name is Yuki.
That's a huge difference because typically people named Yuki, they're girls.
So, だから Yuki.
All right, so did you catch that, minasan? Yuki's from Tokyo. He loves snowboarding. And if you have any further questions, just go on JapanesePod101.com and leave a comment in the comment section.
ゆうきさんは日本語と英語を話しますね.
Yeah, so go ahead, ask away. That's all for today. See you next time.
じゃあまた。こんにちは、水木和夫です。私は留学カウンセラーです。よろしくお願いします。じゃあ皆さん自己紹介お願いします。はじめまして。僕は劉健です。中国人です。中国語と日本語を話します。趣味は旅行です。 どうぞよろしく。はい、じゃあ次の人。ロリーです。出身はオーストラリアのパースです。趣味は…